اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من خير أنصاره وأعوانه والمستشهدين بين يديه.
I thank God Almighty and from the bottom of my heart I'm happy He granted me this opportunity to take part in three great national celebrations on a square which is named after the 12th Imam Veli Asr. I thank him for the opportunity he provided me to be here in the presence of you, vigilant, brave, and epic-making people who are always present on the scene in Tehran. People are chanting slogans supporting President Ahmadinejad. May peace and blessings of God be upon you, the nation of Iran, and all freedom lovers and justice seekers, and those who struggle for the cause of God, divine aspirations, and for human values. Allow me to raise three issues briefly here. The first point is regarding the birthday of the... Today is the birth anniversary of the unique lady of the whole world, the manifestation of all good and virtues, the Prophet's daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. She is the source of all blessings and love. She's the source of blessing for all the world and mankind. She's an example for all humanity throughout history, and she will remain as an example forever. She's the shelter for all human beings. She's the guide for all humanity who like to move to our perfection forever. She is the symbol and the epitome of divine blessing and affection. She's the symbol of bravery, brave defense for justice and righteousness. She's the epitome of pure life and prosperous life for humanity. Fatima is the key to creation, and without Fatima, God Almighty would not have created the universe. She is the manifestation of the Prophet's joy. She's the mother of creation. She's the mother of all good, all virtues. She symbolizes a firm belief, the depths of love and thinking, and the peak of self-sacrifice. Fatima is the heart of affection and forgiveness and the beauty of the world. She's the key to creation, the secret of creation. I congratulate the whole world and the people of Iran, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, especially You lovers of Fatima, I extend congratulations on her birth anniversary. Today is also the birth anniversary of the late Imam Khomeini, the person who came and broke the idols of the time and depicted Prophet Abraham's path and put it forth in front of humanity today. The slogan is calling on the leader to break the great idol. Without a shadow of a doubt, the late leader of the Islamic Republic, the architect of the Islamic Republic, has founded a new era in human life. He came, and with his acts that descended to him from Prophet Abraham, he broke the idol of selfishness, egoism, power-seeking, the idol of aristocracy and egoism. He broke all these idols. He put forth the enlightened path of the path toward aspirations and justice. He presented this to all nations. May God's peace and blessings be upon the late Imam and his faithful followers, those who put their lives on the line on the cause of the revolution, as well as the handicapped. Today, we should appreciate the great triumph of the people of Iran against the united front of all the world arrogance, as well as the front of the psychological war launched by the enemy. Allow me to make a few statements regarding the status of the elections in Iran and compare it with those countries who are claimant of democracy in the world. Let's make a comparison. In countries where they claim liberal democracy, there are two elements. These two elements have always been eliminated from the people and from society. The first element is the people. In liberal democratic countries, 2 or 3 or maximum 4 parties with limited number of party members, they have the realm of all affairs of the country. The whole policy, the management, the governance of the nation, they all are run by 2-3 parties in those countries. Each party may have 150, 200, or at most 500 members in each party. The nation has no right beyond the party's will. And people have to, actually. People have to surrender to the will and the requests of the parties there. People play no role in elections. All the money, the assets, the capital, and complicated propaganda machinery, these are run by parties, and they determine the fate of the elections. In liberal democracy, what is being trampled upon is the people, respect for them, and the status of the people. Deceiving the people, is a daily routine, an order of the day. The second element, which is infringed and ignored, is the values, human values, faith and religious values and morality. Please allow me to speak. You will have your time to chant slogans. If you're patient for 5-6 minutes, you can see for yourself in liberal democratic establishments, morality is not in their dictionary. Moral values are meaningless. Lying is the order of the day. Deception, fraud, these are routine and are being carried out every day. They do not have any belief in bravery, in chivalry, in brotherhood, in purity. They have no belief in these. Even in order to win votes, they resort to any parties, any groups in the society. They give them concessions only to win votes for themselves. And sometimes these concessions are at the cost of human and moral values. You can witness that even thieves, homosexuals, and any such unclean people, they are also being reckoned with in those establishments in order to get a couple of more votes or one percentage point of votes. But in the Islamic Republic of Iran, in our dear Iran, the rule of people has its roots. It's part of our principle. It is the people who decides everything. Decision making is by the people. It's the people's idea and their belief that rules in all spheres, in all decision making levels in the Islamic establishment. The one who decides and picks the managers and government officials, it's the people. In Iran, no party, no group is able to claim that they represent the people, or they are the custodians of the people, or the rulers of the people. No one can claim that. In Iran, the great masses of people, based on their belief in their faith and in their aspirational values, they think, they look into affairs themselves, and they use the right of vote in the right way. One of the secrets that the enemy has not been able so far to affect the people of Iran's votes is the fact that in Iran, each and every Iranian is a nation in itself. They are a pillar on their own, and they stand in the face of all enemies and resist them. The second point is, in Iran, everything is based on moral values, on virtues, on brotherhood, purity, and honesty. The people of Iran look at the revolution, presence on the political scene, and the election. They want all these for their values and aspirations. That is why in the past 30 years, the people of Iran have always told the liars and dishonest people and selfish individuals who have withstood their values and ignored their values, they have always said a big no to all these people. Elections in Iran are the soundest, the healthiest of their kind. Election belongs to people. People themselves hold the election. They run the election, they observe it, they take part in it. And those who decide, they have the final say, those who announce the results, again, it's the very same masses of revolutionary people. Well, some people inside or outside the country, they are more Catholic than Pope, and they say that the vote is disrupted, there has been a fraud. Where are irregularities in the elections? Some people want democracy only for their own sake. If the result of the election is to their benefit, please allow me to speak. Don't talk about individuals, don't call names, don't mention their names. The main enemy is not mentioned yet. Some want elections, freedom, a sound election. They recognize it to the degree where there is, as long as the result favors them, like some Western countries. As soon as people decide against their will, then they will call the election. There has been a fraud and irregularities in the election. They would claim that we would have been the winners. And now that we are not winners, for sure there is a problem in the election. I told reporters today, and I'm repeating here for you, this claim of some people reminds us of a Persian story, a man called Mullah Nasruddin in Persian literature. Once he wanted to put somebody on, he told him to go to the other side of the market where some soup or food is being served, and the man went to that side of the market, and the word spread everywhere that food is being served in the market. The mullah was waiting there and saw some people are moving toward the market, and he asked them what's happening there, and people asked him if he doesn't know what's happening. They told him that the other side of the market, there food is being served. After a while, the mullah himself became hesitant and thought, maybe there is really something happening. Maybe some food is being served. Let's go and watch for ourselves. Some people inside the country and outside the country, they have got together and they already had their plans. We did not realize on what basis, on the basis of which logic, how could they read what's happening in people's hearts and minds? It's really interesting. They say, because we were supposed to be winners, now that something else has happened, therefore it means that there have been some irregularities. Who told you that you would be winners? It's really amazing. A lady had an interview with Western media. She said that for sure we would have emerged victorious in the election, but due to fraud, this did not happen. Then the reporter asks her, on what basis are you saying this? She said, I have two reasons for this. One is that I myself, I belong to a certain area in Tehran, a certain neighborhood. Therefore, my husband will definitely vote for my husband, the people of that neighborhood in Tehran. And the second reason, she said, my husband also comes from a certain neighborhood or a certain city, and it's impossible for the people of that locale or city not to vote for somebody who belongs to the same area. On this basis, they say that they would be victorious. This election was even sounder, more healthy, without irregularities compared to previous elections. Before I came here, I asked the Guardians Council, I asked them if any of the candidates so far finally complains with them, if they have presented any proof or evidence on irregularities in the election. The Guardians Council told me so far not even one complaint has been lodged by even one of the candidates. Of course, why they chose to adopt this destructive method, I have shed light on this already. The election was held with massive participation of the crowds of people. I should mention one point here regarding the extent of freedom in the election. To compare this with freedom in the world and freedom here in the past. Well, you know that in the past, when a certain government that was in power and it was a time for election, that government, if that government was also running for president, when it came to the timing of campaign to other candidates and chances for them to express their views, it was very limited at that time. But during this election, 3 months before the official time for campaign, different TV and radio channels of IRIB were put at disposal of all the candidates equally, but they, against the law, waged their own campaign. They illegally tried sabotaging and defaming people, and illegally they insulted the president incumbent and leveled accusations against him. And then during their official campaign period, you witnessed that three people stood in front of one individual. It was a 3-to-1 competition, actually. I did not have any complaints. I was patient, and I told the radio and television organization, IRIB, that I have no complaints. Keep doing what you're doing so that later on nobody can come up with any excuses. Your presence conveyed several messages to the world. The first message of the people of Iran to the world is, the people of Iran is vigilant, has its eyes open, they are wide awake, they are familiar with all propaganda campaigns, and they are fully aware of their rights and will defend their rights strongly. The second message of the people is, 40 million people took part, went to the ballot boxes, took part in the election. After the election, they are sympathetic, they are unified, they have one stance, they are united, they stand alongside one another to construct and develop Iran and take the country to the summits of development and progress. Another message of the election is that the people of Iran who are after aspirations, after 30 years that passes since the Islamic Revolution, today they are even more determined. They are standing more firmly. And they have the resolute to defend the values of the Islamic Revolution and their aspirations, which is purity, justice, and fighting tyranny and corruption. People are withstanding these and will continue to do that. You are witness, you saw that that gentleman came in our region. He had an interview. Please pay attention. He had an interview. He made certain comments. Of course, I want you to give him his response. He said that we will have new inclinations among the people. We see new willingness and new inclinations among the Iranian people. They had their own plans in our region. They wanted to change the election in one of the regional countries in which the election result was changed to their benefit. They said that they also expect Iran's presidential election results to be the same as that country. And they asked him, what do you mean by that? How do you want that to be? And he explained the same way that Iranian people are resisting to have their own rights and dignity, the same way, the way this is difficult, they have made it difficult for arrogant powers' policies to go forward. It's better for the Iranian people to change their approach. I want to tell them on your behalf that this people is resisting and is supporting its dignity, and the response to the enemies is a response of the third Shia Imam, Imam Hussein, who said he will never accept tyranny and humiliation. People are repeating the same slogan. Today, the people of Iran are treading the path of dignity. They have picked that way despite ill-wishers and egoistic people. They will tread on the same enlightened path to the end with full force. Another message of the Iranian people in the election was resisting against arrogant powers. This morning, I read some comments by some theoricians of the arrogant powers regarding the elections here. They had made different, various kinds of comments, but in the midst of all of them, you could realize a couple of points, which were, the first one was, they say that it's our interactions with Iran is going to be harder They expected that the election result would be in such a way that would enable them to actually express their views on nuclear issue and also some other regional and international issues. They wanted to actually impose their wills regarding those issues on the Iranian nation. They say now that it's much harder for them to push with their plans. And the other point was that they had consensus on the fact that there is no other way, no other alternative. It looks like the whole of the Iranian nation want to have their determined to keep and to preserve their rights and their dignity, and that those powers have no way other than surrendering to the rightful rights of the Iranian people. Another message of the Iranian people was the national resolute to construct and develop the country for the progress of Iran, for advancement in various scientific, industrial, cultural, economic fronts. Iranians resolute and firm determination to remove all the problems and impediments. It's the determination of the Iranian people to fulfill the needs of the youths and to set the stage for growth of the youths and their development. The election here showed that the Iranian people are one great family. They are united. They are determined in order to construct Iran and take it to the status they deserve on international level. May God protect you. And all the people of Iran. I also like you, and from the bottom of my heart, I love each and every one of you. Some of those people said that Ahmadinejad came, and what he did ruined all their plans and activities. I want to say that Ahmadinejad is nobody but a small drop from the great ocean of this great nation. I want to tell them that you are standing against these people and you have no other option but to give it all up. They're changing slogans against Mousavi and Hashemi. In every election ushers in a new era. It marks the period for economic flourish, economic bloom, and taking leaps toward higher peaks. It marks the beginning of an era of sympathy and working together. Iranian people are a united people. Today, a reporter asked me, he said, some people here and there, they embark on certain activities and they try to create scuffles, unrest, they make protests and they use harsh words. And I cited an example and made draw a conclusion. I'm mentioning it here for you now. I said that you are mistaken. The people of Iran are united. For example, on a football match, 50, 60, 70,000 people are among the spectators. The one whose team has lost, they're angry and they would do different things because their team lost. But in Iran, in the course of elections, 40 million people turned out. They were the main players and they were the determining factors. And now if there are four or five people who are nothing and they cannot do anything, those people should know that this great flow of the people will leave no room for them to show off. ۷۰ میلیون ایرانیانز و ۴۰ میلیون الکترات، they're all respected and dear. They're all part of the Iranian population, Iranian people. They share the same views, and the government is at the service of them all. The government serves all of them. The competition, time for competition is over. It's time for friendship and to start constructing the country now. I want to say that people expect, they have two, three expectations of the government, and the government is obliged to use all its capability to give them what they want. The first thing is serving them and construction. The second thing is removing the problems. Economic problems, inflation, housing, unemployment, all these through sound planning and with the help of the capable hands of the people, all these problems should be removed. The third point the people want, their expectation of the government, is justice. Everybody is equal in the face of law in a country where the leader announces that I, too, like anyone else, have only one vote. Then in such a country, people will never allow a certain small group of people to know, regard themselves above the law and try to impose their wills on the people. The people came out to the scene to convey this message to some people that those people are not separate from others. They are not the custodians and the protectors of the people. They are not above and superior to the people. That they should not regard themselves as first-class citizens and privileged people. I'm going to repeat what the late Imam said. They were nagging to me in the past 4 years, why on earth I go to villages, I go among people, why I go to workers, factory workers, and people from different labor unions, they complain to me why I don't mix with them. The late Imam said, one single hair of this people is preferred to all your palaces and luxurious life. We are after Islamic justice. If in a certain country or a government The ones to break the idols are you, the respected people of Iran. With the blessings of God, you will crush all the idols across the world. They told me, they asked me, why I mentioned some names of certain individuals and that the establishment was defamed. That way, I want to tell them that the country is not defamed this way. The good name of the country lies in the provision of the people's interests and their rights. When people's rights were infringed and their money and their capital were pocketed by a limited number of people and people were deprived, I asked them, wasn't the country defamed then when those things happened? The pillar and the fundamentals of a government or establishment must be based on justice. Everyone is equal. Justice is blind. And if we reach a point where those in power and those wealthy people are exempted from punishment, and instead the poor people and less privileged people be punished instead, and then that the country's good name will be ruined, and the people will not allow that to happen. We ask them if they are informed that the son of a certain individual, what he is doing in this country. If they are informed of his activities and they keep silent, then it's too bad. And if they are not informed, again, still, it's too bad. All people know that what some of these people are doing in this country. Another point that the people expect the government is fighting some corruption. We mentioned fighting corruption. They tell us, you have questioned the whole 30 years of revolution, the Imam's era, and all the services. No, that's not true. We have repeated this several times, and I'm saying that here again. The services of this revolution, the services of its officials, its honest statesmen in the past 30 years, they have gone down in history, and they are recorded, and they are unprecedented. We want to defend the people. The revolution belongs to the people. Construction must be made by the people. How many people? 200 people? Two parties? Those have no right to know themselves in possession of the people. They cannot go anywhere and have their hands on whatever they want to have. People want, they expect the government officials to fight corruption. Corruption is like pollution. It's the root cause of injustice. It's a pool of water, with clean water, with a little pollutant, that pool of water gets polluted and it cannot be used anymore. Some people say that they should have their own privileged rights, they should have their own boundaries, their own privileges, and nobody should have the right to cross those borders. I have announced that, God willing, soon and for the second time, the bill for looking into the wealth of all government officials in the past 30 years, I will surrender this bill to the Parliament. We believe that majority of government officials have been serving honestly. They believe in revolutionary values. They are from the people. Still, there is a limited number of impurities, let's call it, and that pollutant part, that little part should be cleaned off government statesmen so that all capacity in the country is used and construction starts with full force in this country. Today, we are at the beginning of an enlightened and bright path. We should all join hands and to try to construct Iran and try to promote the dignity of Iran internationally. I want also to have a message, convey a message on your behalf to those people who are sitting on the other side of the fence and have sometimes tried to influence everything, but they have failed. I want to tell them that the people of Iran are logical people. They believe in talks based on justice and respect. But I should tell you that the time when four or five countries sit together and decide for the whole world, that time is over. It's the time for one or two countries to regard themselves superiors of the whole world. That time is over now. Time for tyranny and oppression is over. It's now time for people, time for logic. It's the time for respect and justice. If anyone extends a hand with respect and justice toward the Iranian people, then we will favor it. But if a hand is extended toward the people of Iran based on deception and lies, then the people of Iran will do what they did to that hand that Mr. Bush extended toward them. Today it's time for hope. It's time to move toward a brighter future. Ill-wishers of the Iranian people are disappointed. Here and there, and they might embark on certain activities, and they might try not to allow us to see into corruption and egoistic approaches. I'm asking you to keep self-restraint, to be patient, to remain vigilant, and to keep your calm like ever in the past. I know that some people, they have for the 20 years, for the 25 years, they have this lump in their throat, and they have shouted out whatever they wanted to say. I want you to calm down your revolutionary anger, to keep it under control. If any changes are going to take place, let it happen the right way, the right channel. But I should announce that in appointing my colleagues and officials, I will not accept anybody's recommendations and those pillars of riches and power. I will not listen to them. With the blessing of God, we will resist their extreme demands. And I want to tell you that this is the allegiance between me and you. For 4 years, we were in a situation which has changed now. This is an allegiance between me and you, respected people. From now on, if anyone plans to resist your wills and resist removing the obstacles and problems, I will definitely introduce them to the great people of Iran. You should know that we are just at the beginning of the road to dignity. People are chanting the slogan supporting Ahmadinejad. Today is time for work, for efforts, for resistance and tolerance, and hope for bright future for the people of Iran. The enemy is upset with this situation. The enemy is unhappy with your happiness. This joy, this hope, this solidarity should be maintained. Before prayers, I should thank some people. Before prayers, I should thank some groups of people, all the people from all walks of life, for all the good deeds, for their vigilance, for their resistance. I don't want to mention names, but I can't help it. I should mention teachers, the academics, university students, school students, workers, people in different unions, farmers, clerics, scientists and scholars, artists and people in the media, and people from all walks of life. I thank them all, and my appreciation also goes to accept special thanks for ladies, girls, mothers, sisters, and revolutionary wives and kind women of this land who on all the stages have been the pioneers. I cannot mention all ethnic groups and races. When we resort and seek shelter to the 12th Imam, the sole ruler of the whole universe, when we resort to him, they accuse me of superstition. But unluckily, they themselves resort to a piece of fabric or cloth. The color green in the eyes of the people of Iran represents purity and represents the respected household of the Holy Prophet of Islam. It's highly revered, and I am proud of being a descendant of the Holy Prophet of Islam. I'm using the same symbol in your presence myself. Again, I would like to recommend you to keep calm, to stay vigilant, to maintain your presence. 3-4 days later, all those international ill-wishers will have to bow to your decision and your will. Allow me to make one more statement. Your zeal and fervor makes me say this. A reporter asked me, a certain person met another person, and they said that that confrontation is still on the table and they're threatening Iran. And I should say that my mother is a Sayyid, is a descendant of the Holy Prophet, and I love them all. Well, I told that person, I told the reporter, that today, show me who dares to threaten Iran in the world. And if, God willing, this year, if we go to the United Nations headquarters this year, I will address those powers and I will tell them, which one of you dares threaten Iran? Please raise your hand so that the people cut your hand off. It's the birthday of the daughter of the Holy Prophet. It's the day when God Almighty bestowed the greatest gift to all mankind. I do believe that no blessing, no other blessing from God. No blessing is more valuable for humanity than the Prophet's daughter, Hazrat Zahra. Today is the day when all the angels are jubilating, and allow me to say that even God Almighty is pleased and happy with the creation of Hazrat Zahra, and he is congratulating himself for that creation. Today is a day for prayers. This government stems from your prayers and the requests you made to God, the prayers you made to God, and I appreciate this. It's nearly sunset. Let's raise our hands and pray to God Almighty. We ask the omnipotent God, the people of Iran are respected and dignified. We want you to take them to the peak of dignity in the world. The people of Iran, take them to the peaks of progress. Remove the obstacles on their way. The Iranian youths are the purest and the best and the most faithful. Keep them healthy and sound for our people. Allow all their wishes to come true. Help our youths to reach the summits of good deeds and virtues. The hearts of the Iranian people, keep the hearts of the Iranian people happy. forever. Please salvage the oppressed people of the world. We ask the omnipotent God to annihilate and humiliate all the ill wishers of the Iranian nation. We ask the unique God, the people of Iran, at the forefront of all humanity. People are waiting. They are awaiting their 12th Imam to reappear, expedite his appearance. We ask God Almighty to maintain the leader away, keep away from all harms. We ask the pure God, the wise, forgiving God, to bestow all the blessings upon the people of Iran, to keep vigilance, awareness, and calm. Long live my country. God bless.
Well, there you had it. After a 90-minute press conference, the president arrived at Valiyah Square, downtown Tehran, for another lengthy speech there to his supporters there, celebrating his re-election. And of course, on this auspicious day in Iran, the birth anniversary of the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad. Just to sum up what Mr. Ahmadinejad said in this speech, well, he started with praising the people's turnout on the elections, the high vote turnout of 85%. It is unprecedented in Iran's election history. The president then talked about the nature of elections. He said he criticized countries that claim to be standard bearers of democracy, saying there's no respect for the people's vote. Moral values are meaningless in liberal democracies, he added. He compared such democracy with democracy in Iran, saying in Iran it's the people who decide everything for the country. He said foreign elements have failed to dissuade Iranians from taking part in the elections and try to create hue and cry over the healthiness of the elections. He said Iran has the freest and healthiest elections in the world, as confirmed by the United Nations. He called on the people to unite against internal and local plots. He did say that he'll continue with his programs more vigorously and fight against financial corruption. He said corrupt officials should be cleaned off of the administration. In the end, he said it's time to move towards a brighter future, and of course thanked everyone for taking part in the elections. Joining me on the line is Mr. Nader Mokhtari. He joined me earlier to talk about what he made of the press conference. Now, Mr. Mokhtari, what did you make of the speech of the president at Valiyah Square?
Well, it was a very balanced speech. It set out his vision. It reinforced the promise he'd made to the people to deal with.